I would like to find out about what it means when for GPS, like what is not virtual mode, but what is virtual GPS as opposed to regular GPS, if you know what I mean.
Kevin, we couldn't hear a thing you said. But Eileen, your question confuses me. I'm not sure I understand. Virtual mode is virtual mode, and GPS mode is GPS mode. GPS mode is when you're tracking satellites, and virtual mode is when you can explore around your neighborhood or wherever with the hotkeys to move from intersection to intersection and look up points of interest and things like that. Using virtual mode, you don't even have to be in the same state.
No, but that's not what I mean. Like, isn't there when you're in GPS mode, isn't there something about where you can set your GPS to a virtual position? And if so, what does that mean?
Ah, okay, I know what you're talking about. Yes, to set your GPS to your virtual position, if, say, for example, you wanted to look ahead a couple of streets, you can do a space with a G or a control G and set your GPS position to your virtual position and then flip into virtual mode and then use the virtual commands to explore around.
Ah, so your GPS virtual position does relate to virtual mode then. That may help. Thank you.
Yeah, basically what it's doing is it's saying, okay, she's at this latitude and longitude. Take that virtual position and put it there.
That is excellent. Okay. I'm just wondering, did anybody have trouble today with satellites? I had very poor receptivity, both with my GPS and even with my XM. I'm just wondering if it was just unique in this part of the world or if other people found the same thing today.
Yeah, maybe it was a bad satellite day for you because I was out earlier and didn't seem to have too much of a problem with my receiver.
Am I coming through now, Chris?
Yes, you're coming in through, Kevin.
What I basically said earlier was it was basically a sum of what Chris just said earlier too.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I understood the question, and we understood it, and that's cool. And actually, it's funny because I use that feature quite a bit, just to take the virtual position and sync it up with the GPS position. It's really kind of handy.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice feature instead of going through like an address lookup or some sort of point of interest lookup and setting that place as your virtual and
45%.
going through the whole almost scenario. You can just
72%.
basically hit space G or control G and have your current GPS be your virtual position now.
The other thing I've done too is set a point of interest as a virtual position, and to do that you would search for the point of interest, and then when you find the point of interest that you of interest point of interest of interest, you would do a control V or a space with V on a BT keyboard, and your virtual position is now at that point of interest.
Yeah, the nice thing about that, let's
45%.
say you're going somewhere to a hotel or some sort of airport or something, you can just set your virtual position there and
50%.
explore around, see what other places are around, what restaurants, what
45%.
other places you might be interested in going to might be around there. So that's a pretty nice thing there.
Yeah, I like that. That's finally that makes sense to me. So I appreciate that. I feel like I've had a real breakthrough. Thanks.
That's what we like to hear, are those breakthroughs.
One other thing that I'd like to throw in is when you set your virtual position to something and then go back to GPS mode, we'll also announce when you've arrived at your virtual position. So So it's kind of like having two destinations set at the same time.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I do that quite a bit when I'm like traveling along the freeway, when I'm in the car. I'll have my destination set and my route open, and I'll have my virtual position set to some sort of landmark that I want to keep in keep in mind as I pass by or as I'm approaching. So you sort of have an idea of where you are to one place, and also you have an idea of how far you are from your destination, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, there are a lot of uses for that, even if you set your virtual position to like the halfway point in your route, if you could figure that out, and then you know, you'd know when you got to your halfway point because it would announce the virtual position. You've arrived at your virtual position, which is really kind of neat. So you're taking that feature and finding multiple uses for it.
Right, I see that. That's really good.
I think another thing that's nice about setting your GPS position as your virtual is your headings are stored. Let's say you're heading north, and then you do a space G or a control G to set your GPS as your virtual. Your heading's also saved, so once you go to virtual, you'll be facing the same exact direction as if you were in GPS mode.
Kevin, I didn't quite get that.
Basically, what he was saying is if you're walking down the street and you're walking north, for example, and you do the space G or control G to set your virtual position, to synchronize your GPS position, your virtual position, when you flip into virtual mode, you're going to be heading the same direction. It basically takes a snapshot of, you know, your heading, what direction you were heading when you do that command. So not only is it putting your position there, but it's also taking your heading and stuff into account and saving that or setting that as your virtual position as well.
Got it.
I have frequently found an address, for example, and then used a space with V, which I think makes that address my current virtual position, but I don't fully understand exactly what that command is supposed to do, the space with V command.
The space with V command only works with points of interest, setting a point of interest as your virtual, but if you wanted to do like an address lookup and having that to be your virtual, you would go through the series of setting the state, the city, the street name, and also the address number, and it'll ask you if you wanted to set it as your destination, point of interest, or virtual, and you can just hit V to set that address as your virtual.
Yeah, it must have been a POI that I was looking at when I did that.
So that's what it does, is the POI, the space V sets your point of interest, or your virtual position to your point of interest.
If you're a klutz like I am, a lot of times I'll hit the spacebar D inadvertently and change my destination when I didn't want to. And so I found it pretty easy to just set when I'm setting the destination, then you can also set that as your virtual position. So you've saved your destination. Destination, you can go back there pretty rapidly.
I guess I must be a klutz too, because I do that quite a bit, Carl. Change your destination while you have your route open.
Yeah, I think we've all done that once or twice or multiple times, because I've done it myself, both on both keyboards actually. And for me, it's probably more of a, you kind of forget what command does what, so you're thinking, okay, space D gives me my destination. No, actually it doesn't, and I wanted to hit D and hit space D or whatever. So it all depends on what you're doing at the time.
Doesn't dots 5, 6, and enter still give you your destination? And if so, that's a really nice command on the BT keyboard, especially on the PK.
That's a pretty handy command while you're walking to see where your destination's at. You can just hit that instead of trying to make your hands go across the keyboard and hit a D.
All right, so let's assume you do something like that where you hit a wrong command. I seem to tend sometimes to back out too far. So if you do a wrong command, what's the simplest way to rectify that?
Well, probably the easiest thing you can do if, let's say, you change your destination on accident is to either research for it or set your address again and set your destination once again. But that's probably the easiest way, or the way I normally do it.
One way I do it is if it's a route that's previously saved, I will just close it and then reopen it, and my destination will be there. So that's how I get my destination back. But as far as actually backing out of, like, for example, if you do a space D and get rid of your destination, there's really no way to, quote-unquote, back out of it. If you're in one of the options like look around or root commands, you know, then you're in some sort of a sub-level, if you will, and that would you would do a space with ear and escape to get out of. So I guess it really depends on what you're doing as to how you back out of something.
Okay. Now, today's problem has nothing, it's a little, it's not really what we're talking about. But, again, I had determined before I started out that my connectivity and everything was correct and my Holux was paired and active and all that. Well, 2 hours later, when I wanted to do that route, I got a Bluetooth receiver not detected. I checked. It was activated. I found out later the receiver was definitely working, so it was not out of, the battery had not, you know, the battery was still okay, and yet I could not get satellites at all. So, again, it's just, is that just because I had a bad day for getting satellites, or is there something else I should have tried? I tried this several times to detect GPS, and it just wouldn't.
Now, was it Bluetooth receiver not detected, or did it say no fix acquiring satellites?
No, it was Bluetooth receiver not detected. So I went back in, and it definitely said that it was paired and active.
Well, something you can always try is once you know that your receiver is on and that it's paired and active, you can go back to the main menu and probably wait about five seconds or so and then go back to the GPS. And most of the time, you should get a connection if everything's paired and active and your battery's okay.
Another thing you might want to try is options, connectivity, Bluetooth, where it says paired and active, deactivate, and then reactivate the active sync and see if that would help.
Ah, okay, because I did what Kevin said, because I remember what he told me the last time, but I did not try deactivating and reactivating. We'll see what happens next time.
Yeah, if it says Bluetooth receiver not detected, I think it's lost. The two have lost touch with each other, and almost certainly you're going to have to reactivate that active, active sync connection, because I think it's lying to you when it says it's still active.
One other thing that I've found in this area, which is not very frequently, but it has happened. I've actually had to turn the receiver off totally, you know, drop out of GPS, turn it back on, and not go through the Bluetooth connectivity, but evidently there's some activity that goes on in Bluetooth establishing that communication. And once in a great while, I'll have to actually turn the receiver off, back on again, and it seems to pick it up.
I've had to do that once in a while, too, and also I found that if you do, let's say you decide to do a reset, and then the receiver's off, and you go and reactivate active sync, and reactivate pair and active your Holux receiver, and you try to go to GPS, and then you try to turn on the receivers, let's say a couple hours later, and try to hop into the GPS program, I found that it doesn't seem to work if you do a reset, then try to reactivate ActiveSync without the receiver being on. I found that there's some communication error between the receiver and the Bluetooth function on the Brown Note.
Yeah, one thing I think is really worth pointing out about all this, Eileen, is that when it says Bluetooth receiver not connected, that's not an issue with the satellite. That's an issue between your receiver and your Braille Note.
Yeah, to add on to Robert, when it says no fix acquiring satellites, then the two devices, meaning the Braille Note and the receiver, are talking to each other. And when it says no fixed acquiring satellites, that's the receiver trying to find the satellites.
Okay. So probably the if that happens again, probably the first thing I should try is just turning off the receiver and turning it back on. And then if that doesn't do any good, then go through the whole connectivity, deactivate and reactivate again, right?
Yeah, that should work.
I almost never have that happen. I guess maybe I'm just lucky, but once my receiver and Braille Note are talking to each other, I almost never, I don't know if I've ever really experienced that issue. I've certainly experienced the problem with not being able to find a satellite fix in a particular location, but for me at least, it's very rare that the Braille Note and the receiver lose their connectivity once they've established it.
You know, that actually happened to me today. I was in the GPS program, and the receiver and the Braille Note lost each other, and I just pretty much dropped out of GPS, went back in, and they found each other. So I don't know what was up with that.
Yeah, I think this is the first time this has happened to me, too.
I've had it happen because my battery went dead, but that's, I think, the only time where it's really happened.
I knew mine wasn't the battery because I just pulled it off the charger about 20 minutes before I left.
Okay, can I have ask a question about, since we're talking about battery? Chris, I finally got my voice note back from Humanware for the fourth time Wednesday. So I charged it up, and Friday I load up the GPS, and it would fully charge and set everything on it. And then today, just now, I turned it on. Zero battery, nothing. And now it's going on the charge, it's at 6%, and said card not recognized. So the question is how long the battery should last before it goes down to zero. So it would charge Friday, and now it's zero?
Well, if you're using it for a constant amount of time, let's say you're using the GPS throughout an entire day, or if you're
12%.
Using it just while it's on the internet or something, it should last
24%.
Somewhere between 8 and 12 hours.
Jim, I think you're referring to the voice note battery. Is that correct? Not the Bluetooth receiver battery?
I think I have my volume on low, Carl. You came down low. It's a voice note GPS, voice note, and they didn't tell me what they did to it, but it's obvious they replaced the battery again, and I said it was 100% Friday, and you know, I charged to 100%, add my GPS to it because they forgot to do that, and everything seemed to be functioning. Now it's talking funny, and it was at zero.
And again, I want to clarify, this was the voice note battery, not the Bluetooth receiver battery, correct?
That is correct, the voice note battery.
Well, from my experience, from 100% charge and not having any cards in and the Bluetooth off, and probably I'll ask for some help from the audience here, but I've gone as high as 4 or 5 days with no usage, and the battery level will still be at approximately 50% or greater after that period of time. Now, if you have the Bluetooth on, it's going to drain the battery even though the power switch is off. Also, if you have any CF cards, SD cards in, there will be some drain. But I would say, even with the CF card in, from my experience, my drain is less than 20% over a 24-hour period. And any other thoughts from the community there?
I found pretty much the same thing to be true after, if you have even an SD card, a compact flash card in, and you leave it off overnight, it'll probably drop no more than 20% at most. But again, if you're using it throughout an entire day with the unit on, and you have GPS on, and you're on the internet as well, it normally runs for about 10 hours until it drops below 10%.
I I had it off completely, and I usually estimated 10% a day is what my average is. So, but still, Friday at 100%, and when I shut it off, it should be not dead. Now, this is the first time it ever said 0%. I've never had it down to 0%. And now it's going on the charge. It's probably 6% right now, and card not recognized.
Have you done just a simple reset as far as the card not recognized issue?
A matter of fact, Chris, I didn't. When I turned it on, I was shocked. I didn't hear anything, and I said, "Oh no! Don't tell me I got a problem again." And so I gone ahead and put it under a charge, and the music came on, and it did its own reset. And it did say, you know, what it normally would. It did its reset by itself, and I have not done a reset or anything. I just wait until I get my charge up.
Yeah, when you get your charge up, I would just try a simple reset to see about that card issue. That might clear that up. As far as the battery, have you done, probably not because you just got it, but a battery recalibration on it?
No, I have not done that. What would you do? Why would you do a recalibration? Or the first thing I did when I got it, it was low. I don't remember what it was. I think it was around 60%. So I just gone ahead and put it under a full charge, and I figure, had to add the GPS and other things to get it going.
Unfortunately, if you charge it again and it does this again, I would have to speculate that HumanWare may have given you a bad battery, or there may be some other problem with the system. I hope that's not the case since you just got it back, but it sure sounds likely at this point to me.
If it goes back one more time, I'm going to tell them to keep it until then. When they figure out what is the problem, give me an IOU for a new one, updated, whatever, because it's ridiculous. It's gone in four times already. It is not going back for the fifth time. If it does, it will stay there. They replace the battery every time and the motherboard twice. I don't know what they did because they didn't leave a note what they did this time. I could call them tomorrow and let them know. But anyway, we'll just see how things are. I'm just surprised that it was dead and, you know, it's not functioning the way it should right now.
Jim, do you have a BT or a QT?
I thought it was a voice note.
But is it a BT unit or a QT?
I think he's got a QWERTY keyboard, regular typewriter-style keyboard. Is that correct, Jim?
I'm sorry, Kevin. I was doing something. Yeah, it's a regular keyboard, QWERTY type keyboard, voice note, Empower.
If you wouldn't mind, can you go into the options menu and support information mode by doing a function O from the main menu, then read with I?
I didn't get it all because you were breaking up on that one, Kevin. If I recall, I think you said to go to function option, then I?
Yeah, go to function O to hit to go into the options menu. Then hit read with I to go into support information mode.
Well, it just went to function, option, and it won't accept I.
Read with I, not just plain I.
Is it the same thing, Jim?
I still didn't pick it up, and it's still not. All I got right now is 14% battery, card not recognized.
Are you going to the options menu? By hitting function O and then support information mode by hitting read with I.
I'm sorry, Kevin. I didn't recognize all that, and my wife is here with me, and we couldn't.
Let me try. Function with O for the options menu, and then read with I for support information.
Okay, I got it now. Thanks, Chris. Sorry, Kevin. All right, I'm going to do it right now. Okay, say support information mode.
Okay, now try hitting D to see the design capacity. See what that says.
I think it said the sound capacity 1,560, something like that. Okay, it said two things. Hold on, let me play it again.
Discharge.
I did discharge. Hold on.
Mass measure discharge 1,635. Design capacity 1,650.
14%. It sounds like your battery's doing fine. I'm not sure why it's not holding a charge for more than 2 days.
62%. Jim, I'll kind of jump in here for a second. A couple of things I would recommend very, very highly is be sure to get hold of HumanWare support and let them know you are continuing to have this problem. Because what you've described is definitely not normal. And I'd also recommend you give Sheila a call in the morning and let her know you're continuing to have problems in this area. In the area of not being able to detect a compact flash card, I have found in some cases, and not always, when I let my battery go totally flat, I will have to do a hard reset, or the 4, 5, 6 reset, or the service reset. And that may be the case, and it's really worth a try. I wouldn't do that reset until the battery has been fully charged, though.
Yeah, thanks for the recommendation. Yeah, I'm gonna get it back up to fully charged. I'm surprised it went to zero. I mean, really, because like I said, Friday night it was on a charge, so I figured no problem. But yeah, I'd definitely give Sheila a call tomorrow and HumanWare because play with it. Let me get before I do anything more. I want to wait till I get my 100% charged and see what else I can do. Anyway, thanks for the advice for everyone, and we'll continue on. Oh, my goodness.
Good luck with it. Sounds really frustrating, Jim.
Yeah, especially when you want to use it, and good money would pay for it, and it's not available when I want it. I find it very hard, and in all the uses that I want it for, it's not doing it at the capacity that I expected to. So anyway, that's life. We just move on and try the best we can.
Yeah, to me, the card not recognized problem is something I've just gotten used to. But in terms of the battery flatting out like that so quickly, that is bizarre.
Is there any chance that it could have been accidentally left on over the weekend?
No, that's the first thing I did to check. Was it on? And it was not. And I was surprised. And then I turned it on. And no, matter of fact, I mean, the first thing I did, it went and turned it on. And it wouldn't respond and didn't do anything. And I said, huh. So I turned it off, got the charger on, and put the charger on. And then turned it on, and then it did it music. And then I went and checked to see what the battery condition. Zero. Oh, my goodness. No, it would definitely off.
If you check the battery as soon as it's dead, or when it does die like that, the battery will be at zero. Just a little obvious, sort of, but wanted to make sure that...
Yeah, I can see if I left it on, it would definitely gone zero for that film on Friday, but... We'll give it a try again and see. I'll be interested and see what it is tomorrow morning after I get my 100% charge on this and see how it's operating later on. But it's going to be interesting to see what it is tomorrow.
It should be recalibrated by tomorrow if it went all the way down to zero, I would think.
One other thing, Jim, while we're on here, was the clock still valid at that time? The majority of the time when I've let mine, I do it frequently, go all the way flat. Normally the clock will have to be set again, but it is a case that I have run the battery down, just left the unit on.
Matter of fact, Friday I did set the time and the date and everything, you know, took step by step, and then I had to add the GPS because they didn't have it on, so... I had to install that, and so right now I think since it went zero, I definitely would lose the date again. So, yeah, no, I always got to reset the date.
I am correct. You had to reset the date on this last time you tried to use it, correct?
Yeah, when I got it from HumanWare, I had to set the date on that, because it had the wrong date. So that was one of the first thing I did.
But when your battery was down to zero this last time, did you have to reset the date?
Let me turn it on now and see what the date said, because I have not done that. I haven't checked the date. This is the first time it went down to zero. I mean, Friday, I got it Wednesday. I believe it was Wednesday I got it. I charged it up, and then Friday I did all the work on it and charged it and, you know, shut it off and didn't put it on until just a little while ago. Well, let me check the date. June 1st, 1980.
Well, there again, it's an indicator that that battery did totally run down. It's just not a calibration issue or a false reading on the batteries. It really sounds to me that battery did go flat.
Yeah, matter of fact, it reset at time. It said 12:29 a.m., so that means I had it on for 29 minutes. It started from midnight, you know. So it went, oh, well.
As long as we're talking about batteries and so on, with the Holix, how long, I mean, I don't know how much battery power I have left. So how long should I charge that before the Holix would be fully recharged?
Eileen, it's been my experience that you normally fully charge the Holix in approximately 2 hours. And the battery life cycle on the Holix is approximately 8 hours or more continuous use. And there's, you know, very seldom are we going to use it continuously for a full 8 hour period. So it is a very sufficient time on that battery normally. It hasn't been a major issue in any way. Don't worry about leaving it on the charger overnight. I've never heard of a case when you can overcharge the battery. It'll just trickle, cut down to a trickle charge, and no damage will occur at all. So I usually just put mine on in the evening and take it off in the morning when I get ready to use it.
We're talking about charging the batteries, too. For those that don't know, you can charge your Holix with a standard USB cable on your PC. If you're at work and you have a spare USB cable, you can just connect it to the PC and charge it that way. Also, one of the little tricks that you can do, too, is charge it using your BrailleNote M-Power. One thing that I've done is when I'm traveling is I just plug the USB port into the BrailleNote M-Power, plug the BrailleNote M-Power into the wall, and then leave the BrailleNote M-Power on all night. So both things actually get a charge.
Scott and Tom, we haven't heard much from you two tonight. Are you there?